Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
And welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. 88.1 FM. You can listen to this radio show from your computer. You could stream it from WCWP.org. If you're near the colleges, 88.1 FM. Sari, on your radio dial. Remember the radio with the dial and you turn it. There's also a great app which makes it really easy. So if you have a smartphone and you go to WCWP Radio, on, you can download your app onto your phone and you just like can listen right on your phone live. So it's really convenient. I know Otto, who's a frequent guest host, loves that app, and he is always listening. I'm sure he's listening right now. What do you think, Christina?
Better be.
He better be, Otto. Text me if you're listening, so I know you are. This is a test.
So I was asking you before, what would be the difference for a senior to make a decision whether to go on the fee plan or the deductible plan?
Very good question, Sarah. But it's what determines which plan that you will fall in is your income. As I mentioned, if the individual is making an income of $20,000 single or $26,000 married, they will automatically be qualified for the EPIC fee plan. They will not be qualified for the EPIC deductible plan. And if you are in the EPIC fee plan, they are the individuals that pays the annual fee, and you do receive your copayment reduced for the cost of your prescription. Another benefit is a special enrollment that you receive. That means you can use that to change your or pick up a new Medicare Part D plan anytime in the year, and you do not have to meet an EPIC deductible for that particular plan. However, if your income now is over $20,000 as a single person, or it is a married couple with an income of $26,000 or higher, they will fall automatically into the EPIC deductible plan. So being into the deductible plan, there is no annual fee that the individuals have to pay. They'll just have to meet and end their deductible under EPIC as well as their Part D deductible before EPIC's benefit kicks in for them.
And what are the deductibles based on income? Does it vary as you go up, or is it between $26,000 and $75,000, it's this deductible, or is it every $5,000 it's increased?
It really varies according to what your income is. So we have a document that we generally distribute when we're in the field, and also our brochures that has the application, has the schedule, which makes it a lot easier for individuals to be able to say, okay, let me look at the schedule and see where my income falls into. Then right then and there, I can verify what my deductible may potentially be. So, for example, if you're a married couple with an income of $50,000 to $51,000, your EPIC deductible will be $1,745 per individual. It could be a married couple with an income of $70,000 to $71,000 on an annual basis, where their EPIC deductible will be $2,345 on an annual basis.
So that's for the year.
That's for the year. And in addition to that, they must meet their Part D premium, if their Part D deductible, if any. And the good news is our deductible members, so here's where people get a lot of confusion sometimes. If you are in the EPIC fee plan, EPIC pays your monthly Part D premium. Whereas if you are in the EPIC high bend deductible plan, EPIC does not pay your Medicare Part D monthly premium for you. However, whatever your deductible is determined by your income to be, EPIC will reduce that for you by $472. So, in essence, the individual that I said that their Part D enrolled into the EPIC and then they are into the EPIC deductible plan with an income of $50,000 or $50,000 to $51,000 with a deductible of $1,745. So being in the deductible deductible plan, that deductible will be reduced by $472. So it will be $1,745 minus 472.
So Marie, once we've, you know, I'm senior, I'm, you know, maybe my monthly income's around 70,000. I make my deductible, you know, maybe I have diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, all these things for which I take, you know, multiple medications. What kind of savings am I looking at? How does that work? Do I show them an Epic card and at the pharmacy, or is it mail order? How do we go about that? And what is the savings? Like, what kind of savings can people see with Epic?
If I were to say, it's tremendous amount of saving. I always give that example is my father. You know, sick man, he's taking a lot of drugs. We go to the pharmacy, one drug along where he was in the donut hole, and his copayment was $657. And this is where the program becomes very fantastic and wonderful, great way of saving and making sure folks are, you know, can afford their prescription. In the case of my dad, where that $650 was reduced to $20, this is how the program works. If your Part D plans determine your copayment will be up to $15, your copayment will be reduced to $3 by having the Epic card and showing it to the pharmacist who will process the claim, you know, after the health plan pays, then, your copayments will be reduced. And what if the Part D plans, decide that your prescription copayment will be $15 to $35 by having an Epic, it gets to be reduced to $7, and $35 to $55, your copayments are reduced to $15.
Right.
And any prescription, this is where the program gets very fantastic, where we're very happy for my dad, is when his copayments is $55 or higher, he's capped at $20, regardless of what the amount is. He will pay $20 in copayment for it.
Now, is that per medication? Or say I go monthly and I pick up all my scripts and they're all different prices. Is it per medication? Like, so if one was, you know, $15 and then I paid $3 on that, one could be $38, I would pay $15 on that one. So it's all individual. It's not the group of like all over 55. Then I could just go to 20 for all of them.
We wish that could be, right? So prescriptions are processed differently. So definitely it will be per prescription.
It's per prescription.
It is per prescription.
Right. Okay. So would you advise then the senior to go to the Department of Health and have this all explained to them? Because even reading sometimes literature, they don't understand or comprehend what exactly is available for them.
Good point. Will they go there? We actually have our website that listed on the back of our brochures where individuals can go to get information. They could always call the Epic helpline to receive additional information. And I strongly advise, like, you know, HICAP and myself, and my colleagues, we actually visit, like I said, senior centers, churches.
Right.
You know, if there is an organization out there in needs for us to explain this program further to the seniors, it's just a phone call away. And, you know, we go out in the field and we do bring the information and detail it further for them so that we can break it down for them to understand that.
And, okay. Sari, one other thing is, if we, for our North Hempstead residents, they can always call 311 because with Project Independence, we have our social work, our community social workers and nurses. So they are, you know, well informed about Epic and a lot of the programs that are out there. So they're really able to identify with the relationships that they have with our seniors, you know, sometimes their situations. So, you know, that's another way. So by calling 311 from your home or 869-6311, you can get the information and we'll make those referrals to Epic.
Sure. And they could also call Epic at 800-332-3742.
Do you want to explain to us a little bit about Magellan Healthcare?
Magellan, it's actually the parent company that, you know, I get paid for, I have to say, and they're contracted,
hey,
and they manage the Epic program.
Well, they have a lot of benefits that I think seniors would really be benefiting from. I see that they have eye exams available, foot care, hearing, rehabilitation, therapies, transportation to doctors, help with medication. I think that's a wonderful service.
Sally, and thank you so much for definitely going in. And I know you research on Magellan Health, but my division, and specifically to the program, really represents Epic.
Okay.
And there are, could be various other, you know, agencies that are contracted. Is best, their phone number, I'm sure, is listed to contact them.
Yeah.
But on the Epic program, that's, you know, you can always call the toll-free line for Epic at Magellan, which is the 800-332-3742 number. And I could also make my number available for individuals to be able to reach out to myself as well and my other colleagues.
So is there a separate number from the 800 number? Did you want to, or that's the number they would reach you?
If they, that's the general number to the call center. Well, they'll get to speak with a live representative in Albany, and that's the best number to reach us.
With a lot of the information?
Yes.
Okay, so we have about 2 minutes left. Time goes really fast. There was a lot of information, and I know, Sarah, I think we're on the same wavelength. It's a lot of information, and bits of it were confusing for me. I'm listening to every word you say, and you have to be within that, you know, certain range, and then you don't have a deductible, but then you do have a deductible, and what the fees are. So it is confusing, but it's good to know that there is, you know, this 800 number that people can call, which is
800-332-3742.
To get this information and to really help, because, I mean, it's wonderful that, you know, your father was able to get this nice reduced plan, because the $600 medication, you know, paying $20 is amazing. And, you know, like going back to what you were saying, how people were cutting their medications in half just to be able to afford it. And that's not what the doctor ordered. So you want to take what you can, the prescriptions as prescribed. So, this is a vital program. And, I'm sure we'll have you back again. I know
Thank
that you all, I don't know if it was you specifically, but I know that we've had you on the program before.
I was last year.
That was you, right?
It was a rainy day as well.
Yeah.
Well, call 311 for further information, because Project Independence is there available for you. And we love to assist all our seniors who live in the town of North Hempstead.
Well, that was said beautifully. Thank you so much. So, Marie, we will definitely have you back again for more information. And we'll during the talk of the town, maybe we'll mention the phone number once again. I'm Rebecca Miller. I'm guest hosting Project Independence in You, along with Sari Fleisch. Flesh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've always called you that. Well, let's get your name right for sure. But we, are very grateful to you and all that you do for Project Independence. Marie, it's great to have you here, and thank you for all the information. We'll be back soon with Talk of the Town with the fabulous Christina Lowe.